Morning. Is this on? Those of you who know me well know that I love to laugh. During my first trip to Cuba in November 2016, I found a kindred spirit in Magali, one of the matriarchs of our now sister congregation in Camaguani. One day we spent the better part of an afternoon talking, sharing stories about life and faith, along with many, many laughs. At the end of my trip, Magali gave me a handwritten list of Cuban dichos, or funny sayings, to take back and study for my next visit. When I returned to Cuba in April 2018, our entire group experienced an even more intimate level of hospitality than we had in 2016. We spent time not only within the church walls and what I would call public spaces, but in private, intimate spaces, in people's homes, accompanying our hosts on visits to the ill and infirm, participating in in-home prayer groups, and one evening dividing up to take a dinner in someone's home rather than have a communal meal at the church. That evening, Magali was my host. She had set up a small table outside the back of her house where we broke bread together along with Elsa, another member of the church. It was a beautiful evening of fellowship. As in 2016, Magali and I had plenty of laughs, but I also listened as she shared some of her struggles as an older woman in Cuba without a partner or children, including the fear and loss she had experienced during a recent hurricane. Back at the church that night, during a side conversation with Marielis, the pastor of our sister congregation in Camaguani, Marielis turned the topic back to my earlier dinner with Magali. Marielis wanted me to know that during the process of planning the dinners, Magali had essentially insisted that she host me that evening. I recall piecing together a few words in Spanish to try to express my thanks to Marielis for her sharing that story, and later going back to Magali to again thank her for sharing her home and herself with me that night. But even now, reflecting on that experience, I doubt my words were sufficient to convey the love I felt. How often do we fight for the opportunity to show hospitality to each other? Lord, help us to learn from our fellow Christians in Cuba. Amen.
Amen. I met Magalis too. She has one of the most amazing senses of humor. And there's a story, if you come up to me later, I'll tell you about it from our trip. It was a wonderful experience. I went this year in February, as you know. And I'm going to share two stories. One of them is about my wife, Deb, who spoke. And Deb has been on, I think, 5 visits to Cuba. And she, during her visits, she has been to several churches in the central part of the country, in Camaguani. So when I came this year with Deb and my son Nick, we arrived at the airport, and Deb got off of the plane and walked to the airport and was immediately greeted very warmly by one person and then another person. In Cuba, they kiss on both cheeks, and then they give you a hug. And they're just warm and loving people. And I experienced this. It seemed like Deb couldn't walk more than 5 feet before she was greeted again by another person, a man, woman, young and old, all there. And I assume this was because of Deb's experience and the many times that she had visited there. What I found out was that this is how the Cuban people are. And so everyone greets everyone, young and old, friends, Americans, with a kiss on each cheek and a hug. And the hospitality and warmth that we experienced there at times was overwhelming. The next story I wanted to share was about our last night in Camaguani at the church, and they had a fiesta, a party, to celebrate with us. It had both religious aspects to it as well as dancing, playing games, and it was really wonderful. What I wanted to bring to you about that was, and by the way, the city of Camaguani has horse-drawn carriages, unpaved streets, so there's not a ton of resources there, but what I did experience was the entire community, young and old, all ages coming together to experience, and they brought us into their community. We got to experience and play their games. Now, by the way, I speak like four Spanish words, but I was able to thoroughly enjoy the dramas that unfolded in front of us, the dancing, and of course our pastor in the Tarzan and Jane race, which you can also hear about later if you'd like to. But it was wonderful, and it really taught me something in the way that they shared their spiritual gifts and the camaraderie and fellowship. In addition, I wanted to say that we did sign a partnership agreement with Kamiwani and a very meaningful experience. Pastor Andrew Foster Connors was there, Deb, myself, Nick, and many of the other people who came with us. And it really was quite an experience and something that they are very committed to, and we are as well. Thank you very much. And here's the banner that came back with us that they made. A very quick story about that. Mary Ellis made that from her, basically her confirmation dress for us. And it is both beautiful and, of course, a Cuban flag. Thank you very much.
So you've heard stories all around the sanctuary as a way to meet